So we're listening to the album Freak Out from Frank Zappa, the Mothers of Invention, 1966 album. What was the reasoning behind writing about Zappa?
I found Frank Zappa's music to be very different from the other music at the time. It was very critical of the audience that was listening to his records, as well as of the country, in a more comical stance even, compared to other protest music of the time. Right now we're listening to Who Are the Brain Police, which is the third track from Freak Out.
And the plastics all melted, and so is the chrome.
So the song is Who Are the Brain Police, Frank Zappa, the Mothers of Invention, the 1966 Freakout album. Brandon, what got you about this song?
Well, this song I kind of felt encapsulated much of his criticism of the country. The song deals with mass conformity through the metaphor of plastic. Plastic in the 1960s kind of represented the commodifiable, conformable person in the culture, because at this time, plastic was used in items of mass consumerism, and therefore that kind of idea can be translated over to people. And so Zappa took this song and created a dystopia of plastic.
We're the plastic that melted and the chromium too.
Each verse ends with this kind of taunting, mocking question of who are the brain police that are the creators of this plastic dystopia that he describes in the verses. In the song, it never gets answered, but that's because the answer, which he stated about 20 years later in an interview, was that we ourselves are the brain police, because we had been policing our own brains to conform to social and cultural norms that resulted in a conformist population.
Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention from the album Freak Out. It's a 1966 release. This is GLT Sound Ideas. And what's on your turntable? Late 60s Zappa is Brandon Chopp, who lives in Gardner, a recent Illinois Wesleyan grad, is taking us through this. He answered our call when we asked, what's on your turntable? Brandon said, Zappa. So let's talk a little bit more about the idea that Zappa was rebelling, or at least critiquing, the conformity of America. You want to take us to another song?
This album works.
Okay, so we're still on Freak Out. What song do you want to play next?
Return of the Son of Monster Magnet. So this song is perhaps the polar opposite of Who Are the Brain Police, and they both appeared on the same record. He called it what freaks sound like at 3 in the morning with $500 worth of rented percussion. It really is just a kind of a montage of the hippies of Los Angeles doing whatever they do. They are, in essence, freaking out, which would, to Zappa, was basically the essence of individuality, which was his solution to conformity. So these freaks, the noises you are hearing, they're just doing whatever they want. They're chanting. There's some indications of an orgy. There's a lot of avant-garde, music concrete, technical aspects, some weird sounds that really weren't on the radio at this time.
Well, Brandon, let me throw this in there. He was coming of age at a time when the hippie movement was coming of age, and by many people, he was probably confused as a hippie, especially from the older people at the time, but he had some pretty pointed critiques of the hippie movement itself, did he not?
Yes, he did. He really went after the hippies probably in his third album, We're Only In It For The Money. Who Needs the Peace Corps? It's the second song on the album.
What's there to live for? Who needs the Peace Corps? Think I'll just drop out. I'll go to Frisco by a week.
And that really is kind of his general overarching critique of the conformity within the counterculture movement. Because, of course, Zappa had a keen eye for conformist aspects, and he saw hippies, especially in San Francisco, as kind of exhibiting mass conformity through their obsession with drug consumption or Zen religion.
I'll stay a week and get the crabs and take a bus back home. I'm really just a phony, but forgive me, cause I'm stoned.
And so this song takes place right after the Summer of Love in 1967, when a lot of disaffected kids from around the country flock to San Francisco to take a part of this scene. And this song kind of tells the story of a hippie hopeful who went there and is really ignorant of the scene, but still goes around and tries to do all of the hippie things, like dancing at the Fillmore or buying a wig to look like a hippie with long hair. But at the same time, this hippie's ignorance is kind of well known in the song, because this person goes to ask the Chamber of Commerce where Height Street is, which is the really the center point of the hippie counterculture in San Francisco.
Buy some beads, and then perhaps a leather band to go around my head.
Brandon Chopp, living in Gardner, Illinois Wesleyan recent grad on GLT Sound Ideas. It's What's on Your Turntable. Late 1960s, Frank Zappa, the Mothers of Invention, is what he's got going. Frank Zappa, really interesting guy. He was always railing against conformity, railing against education, against the mass media, parents and how they treated their children. What kind of political leanings, if any, did he have at that time?
So at that time, I'm not really sure what Zappa's exact political leanings were, but in his autobiography about 20 years later, he identified himself with kind of the goals of libertarians and this kind of political propulsion of individuality, kind of just let people do their things but guide them as necessary. At this time, in Absolutely Free, he had a really interesting song that kind of attacked political leaders and how they were hypocritical in their lawmaking. So Brown Shoes Don't Make It, it's the penultimate cut of Absolutely Free.
Brandon, from the time you began to write your thesis paper to, say, now, what's different about your view of Frank Zappa compared to now?
So I found that he was just a little bit hypocritical and very much not easy to get along with, especially in the way that he enacted his thoughts in his music, because they really were kind of lashing out against the same people who bought it in really offensive ways. They also had a lot of subject matter that was pretty offensive and not really necessary to say the things he wanted to say. At the same time, he would criticize these elements of society that he saw as conforming the nation, but he would use them to his own advantage. He very much believes in capitalism, and he liked his money very much. And he would use those measures he criticized to earn the money that he wanted, all in the name of just trying to make music the way that he wanted to do.
Brown shoes, don't